Gordon Smith points to one of his photographs being featured in an exhibition at the Seaside Peace Resource Center. Smith is a photographer and veteran whose exhibit showcases the land in dispute in next week's election.
And this is right next to where they want to build the racetrack.
It's a horse racing track Smith opposes. He's with a group called Keep Fort Ord Wild that supports Measure M on Tuesday's ballot in Monterey County. M would allow some limited development, but preserves most of the land for open space recreation. The 500-plus acres is now designated for housing and light industrial use by the Fort Ord Reuse Authority.
It's as the landscape was perhaps 100 years ago, and it's a public land right now, and it's something we really need to keep into the public hands for public use.
Real honor to have been asked to...
Sid Williams addresses a rally at the nearby site of a proposed veterans cemetery. He is the secretary of the National Veterans Council. The rally is a launch for the Measure K campaign. K would maintain the 500 acres for development and add conditions that make it easier to build the proposed Monterey Downs complex, an equestrian-themed housing and business development and horse racing track. Local veterans have long planned to build a cemetery adjacent to the land in dispute. They have raised some of the money to begin construction, but need more to complete and maintain it. So they want to sell a portion of their land they call the endowment parcel. Veterans and Measure K supporters say for the endowment parcel to have any value, development needs to happen on the 500 acres.
The only way we have to raise that kind of money is the sale of the endowment parcel, which is a part of the overall cemetery parcel.
On Tuesday, if both measures pass, the one with the most yes votes wins. But not everyone sees it as a choice between the two measures. Seaside City Manager John Dunn is opposed to both. He contends the land in question is not in public hands, but under control of his city in Monterey County. Seaside filed suit to keep both measures off the ballot, but the court dismissed the suit. So recently, the city passed a resolution supporting the current Fort Ord reuse plan, in effect urging voters to reject both M and K. Dunn says both measures would take away the city's power to make land use decisions.
We contend that a more careful, thorough, deliberate process, and more studied process occurs when you have the deliberations by our Board of Architectural Review, by our Planning Commission, by our staff and City Council, than when you have voters who in many cases are relatively uninformed about these matters make that determination.
Jason Campbell walks along a road in the area covered by the measures. He says that when citizens disagree with their representatives, they have the right to intervene.
Elected officials don't make the decisions the public thinks they should be making. There are certain political actions we can take, and one of the things is petition the government. And so, luckily, we have that power.
On Tuesdays, voters will voice their opinion, but it may not end there. Both the City of Seaside and Measure M backers have suggested litigation if things don't turn out their way. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.